What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, and it is Friday. Normally on Friday, our dear friend Corey joins us, but he's travelling today. So, Corey, if you're listening, I know you are. Hello. I hope you're having a brilliant day, weekend. I hope you all are naughties. Now, have a quick thank you. I have started each day now using my Instagram account, the stories on my Instagram, to post celebrity news, gossip, breaking entertainment stories as the day goes on. So throughout the day, if you want to follow me, it's called The Naughty Gossip. I'm right there. I have a little blue tick, so you'll know it's me. I've been verified. And then if you click on my handsome face, if you click on my profile, you'll get my stories. And throughout the day, I'm updating like crazy. It feels to me as if websites are a thing of the past. So I'm trying something new here. Websites now, people don't really go to so much. The advertising is down. So the best way to get you the gossip, the information, fast and accurate and cheeky and naughty but nice is on Instagram. So please follow, check out the stories, respond. The response so far has been brilliant. So I know we're onto something naughties. Check it out. Okay, let's jump into the show. What time is it, my friends? It is tea time. Big, breaking, shocking story at the top of the show just minutes ago. Prince Harry breaks his silence in a new big GMA, Good Morning America interview. The puller quote, the takeaway quote is he said, quote, "I love my family." So his new interview with Good Morning America with GMA sheds light on his emotions regarding his father, King Charles, who is battling cancer. He expressed his love for his family and his gratitude for being able to visit his father during this trying time. So a few things to unpack here. He doesn't talk about anybody, his brother by name, only the king. He talks about his family. Now, obviously, his brother William is part of that family. Kate is too. So let's give him the benefit of the doubt here and assume that he's talking about everybody, not just his dad. And I think there's some truth here. He misses the old days. He misses that relationship he had with William and Kate. The three of them were like the Musketeers in London. So I do think he misses that. And also, he's grateful that he got to spend some time with his dad. So we've been talking about this for days. The British press has been going nuts and nuts and nuts about this, that he only spent 45 minutes with his dad. Harry's fine with that. Harry grew up knowing you had to make an appointment to see the Queen, the King. This is quite normal to him. So it seems odd to us. You know, I was just back in Britain visiting my mum and dad. They're listening now. Hello. When I was there, I literally turned up with my suitcases and a dream in my heart. And I didn't leave their house or their side for 4 days. The royals don't do that. you have to schedule an appointment. And Harry is perfectly fine with that, so I know it's weird. I know it makes us uncomfortable, but it doesn't make him uncomfortable, and that's the point. If he's happy with it, if he has gratitude for it, then we should too. Now, when he was asked whether his father's illness could have a unifying effect on the family, Harry responded very positively, stating that he believed any illness can bring a family closer together. That's the truth. My dad was sick about a year ago, and it was my brilliant sister Anne who set up a group text. And that's why I believe my relationship with Christine and Anne is so good, because we talk now every other day. We text, we joke. Initially, it was all based on Dad's health. And then as time went by and Dad thankfully got better, we started gossiping about silly stuff like Adele and Beyonce and Taylor Swift and the Royals and people we went to school with. And it really helped us bond. So I think Harry is saying the same here. I don't think they have a group text yet, but it's not a bad idea. He also mentioned that he sees strength through the family unit. He's very family focused, particularly now with his own children. And he said this can help people, really help people, when they're going through a difficult time. And so Charles is going through a difficult time. I would love to think he can look out. He's going to see this interview, let's be honest here. The Royals watch all this. They have press people every morning that brings them, quote, the clips. That is any of the press in the print papers or anything on television. They video stuff. They send links. The royal family will definitely be sitting around a computer or a TV this morning watching this interview. Oof, they really will be. And I think it will help everybody. It was a nice interview. Let me explain how and why it happened. Harry and Meghan are currently in Canada, where they spent Valentine's Day at the Invictus Games 2025 winter training camp. The Invictus Games are very, very important to Harry, our wounded warriors. He was really instrumental in making this organisation a success. I'm told they invited GMA to come and document what this was like, a segment related to the Invictus Games. And while they were there, and I'm not blaming GMA here, it's smart producing, they obviously wanted an interview with Harry, and they've got tons of sound bites about the games, what they mean, why they are important, and two or three questions about his family. So when you do these big sit-down interviews, I was a former publicist for J-Lo, Diddy, Jessica Simpson, even Princess Michael of Kent. I, yes, have worked for the British royal family. So what you do is you say, if you come and promote our album, if you ask 10 questions about our movie, you can ask one cheeky question about Ben Affleck. With Jessica Simpson, if you spoke about her music for 10 minutes, yes, we would let you ask two questions about Nick Lachey. Now, they pull those two questions out and run them as a separate news piece. So expect in a couple of weeks a much larger segment on the Invictus Games. But however, GMA was smart with this. They pulled out the soundbite, and the big takeaway that you're going to hear everywhere today is Harry saying, I love my family. I believe it. It felt so sincere. And I know you can say he's caused them a lot of heartache. They've caused him a lot of pain. At some point, you got to put down the sword. That has been such a life lesson for me. Why am I holding onto this sword? When I walk into a meeting, a party, an event, a restaurant, why am I holding a sword? I'm ready to fight. I can fight. We all can. We all know how to fight. What we don't know how to do is live in peace. And that's a mission that Harry is now on. And I really, really hope he is successful, which brings us to our poll question of the day. Harry is breaking his silence. Some people are saying it's loose lips. That's true. The royals don't like this, and they didn't. They didn't tell the royals. They did not give the king a heads up that Harry was doing this interview. So it will come as a shock this morning. After the last interview on Oprah, I get it. The royals are going to be worried, nervous. There were some bombshells, ugly, ugly allegations made on the Oprah interview. They sat around their computers and TV this morning gasping, what is he going to say? What's Loose Lips going to do now? Well, they can all be relieved, because so far, it's all been really nice. And let's be honest, if he had said something shocking, if he had said something outrageous, then that would be the tease and the soundbite that would be all over GMA today. So they don't have it. If they had it, if they had something scandalous, they would have aired it. Everything he says, my sources are telling me, is very nice. It's actually a little dull, some people said. But he did have two or three questions about his family. That's what we're focusing on today. in our poll question, do you think this is going to help? Telling Good Morning America, sitting down on national TV and saying you love your family, is this going to help? Now, the backlash is going to be, and I'm hearing this from my royal sources already, instead of sitting down on television and doing this, why didn't he phone them? Why didn't he text them? Why didn't he email them? I find this too. I'm not a star. I'm not famous. I don't do segments about my family on television. But I do have social media. And sometimes instead of telling people I love them on social media, I tell them directly. In fact, not sometimes, almost always. When you do something on social media, when you do something on television, you're doing it a little bit to get attention, to not just say it to the people you love, but to say it to the world. So the backlash here, and I do understand it, the pushback from the royals are going to be, he should have told them directly. He didn't need to do an interview to tell them this. And they would argue, you know what? He wants us to think he loves his family more than he wants his family to know that he loves them. The method of the message is always just as important as the message. Hey, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back to hear your results tomorrow. A big scandal has blown up here, and I can see both sides of this. So Travis Kelce, he took a selfie with some police officers after the shooting. So the Kansas City Chiefs star has found himself in the midst of controversy following posing for a selfie with police officers just hours after the shooting at the Super Bowl parade. The photo appeared on TMZ, and Travis can be seen smiling and throwing up a peace sign with the officers. Now, this took place outside a restaurant where they were all meeting about 7 p.m. So they'd booked a restaurant to celebrate and they didn't cancel. So after the shooting, the team still went to the restaurant. It was several hours after the abrupt ending to the parade because of gunfire near Union Station. We know at least 22 victims have been treated for injury. One person is dead. People are now saying that these photographs were just wrong, tone deaf. What I'm hearing from my Travis sources is that he couldn't win here. Was he in the mood to take photographs with fans, with police officers? No. But if he had turned them down, he would look like a monster too. And so when you're a celebrity and people ask for photographs, they want to be told yes. And you want to help out police officers. You don't want to turn your back on the police, especially after the day they had had. And so I'm told there was no disrespect meant here, but rather support. Travis was trying to support the police. He also, too, he's adjusting to this new level of celebrity. Since dating Taylor Swift, he's now on websites like TMZ. We talk about him here on the Naughty But Nice. Radar is all over him. He never thought for one second a private selfie with two police officers would be leaked to the press. I'm not blaming the police here, I'm really not. But this stuff gets out. When you take a photograph with a celebrity, with someone famous, you show all your friends. They show all their friends. I get it. If you go backstage at a concert or you bump into a celebrity on the street or in a restaurant, you're going to take their picture. What happens if they say no? You hate that celebrity forever, don't you? And what happens if they say yes? Then you post the picture on Instagram and everybody sees it. I remember once being at the SNL Saturday Night Live after party and Kristen Wiig was there. And I love her. I love bridesmaids. I desperately wanted a picture with her. And I went over and asked, can I take a picture with you? And she did say no, but she told me why. She said, listen, if you take a picture with me, then you're going to post it and then everyone's going to see it. And I just don't want to do that. These parties are meant to be private. And she did say, and if I do take a picture with you, I've got to take a picture with everybody, which was sort of true. So I did respect her. I was a little like, though. I was like, oh, diva. And now I understand why. We find this happens a lot, don't we, when people go to museums or historical sites. I remember being at the Anne Frank House and I took a photograph outside. Actually, I took several and on two of the five of them, I was smiling and I deleted those pictures. Tone's really important. Tone is really, really important. When a tragedy is happening and people are taking photographs, laughing and smiling, it's your instinct. I'm giving people the benefit of the doubt here. When you see a camera, you smile. We're taught from when we're little kids, smile, the camera, say cheese. So it's sort of like your instinct. And whenever somebody picks up a picture, even if it's at a sad event, a funeral, an event where I want to capture the moment, but I don't want it to look like a party. Travis, you've got a lot to learn about fame, and you've got to learn it quickly because these pictures are certainly not a good look. So moving along, J-Lo and Taylor Swift are on the radar as producers are eyeing up new judges for American Idol. Ooh. So Katy Perry just announced that she'll be leaving the show, so they've got a season to scramble and find a replacement. And insiders are saying that the two people that they would like most are Taylor Swift and J-Lo. Duh! There's no way Taylor's doing it. So I called everybody I know who works with Taylor and they said, no, there's just not enough money in the world. They can't afford her. And with J-Lo, J-Lo's expensive. So I'm told Jennifer could do it. If you offer Jennifer a lot of money, the chances are she will say yes. Katy Perry was getting $25 million, so J-Lo wants at least $30, $35 million. Now, sources at the show say they can't afford really either one of them. One of the reasons Katy is leaving is she earns too much money. Katy wanted even more money to stay, and they said no. So that's why she's leaving. Maybe Katy hasn't actually even left yet. Maybe this is a negotiating tool. That's what some of my spies are saying, that Katy might be sharp here, a real smart business person. Announced she's leaving, saw the backlash, and now she's in a better position to renegotiate her contract. So Katy might actually stay. I'm told, though, the producers don't really want that because she's too expensive. They can get somebody else for half the price. Remember, Lionel Richie and Luke, they get about $7 million. That's a lot of money, isn't it? But it's less than half what Katy gets. So I'm told that, yes, the fantasy would be Taylor Swift. Who doesn't want Beyonce, Taylor Swift, J-Lo? But the reality is they could get somebody from a boy band who's not working anymore. They could get a Lance Bass. They could get somebody from the Pussycat Dolls. They could get somebody from the Spice Girls. There's lots and lots of other options. So don't hold your breath for Taylor Swift joining Idol. Okay, we're going to take a quick break and you can hold your breath because we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. Hey, let's get to the polls. Da, da, da. Yesterday, we talked about this amazing rumour that Beyonce and Taylor Swift might break the internet with a new country duet. What do you think? Do you want this to happen? Do you want a duet, a country duet, between two of the biggest stars in the world, Beyonce and Taylor? Let's have a look. Ooh, 80% said yes, please. Sign me up. These two can do anything together. They should go on tour together. They should put an album out together, a TV special together. Yes, yes, yes. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now, it's time for our nicest of the day. Oh. Jessica Biel has shared some really rare photographs on Valentine's Day of her family. So Jessica Biel, married to Justin Timberlake, marked Valentine's Day with a touching tribute to her husband and their two sons. The actress shared a series of rare family photographs on Instagram with the caption, Valentine's times three. Oh, her two sons, her husband, that's her Valentine's. The pictures offered a glimpse into their private life, showing Justin in his fatherly role to their sons, Silas and Phineas. Now, I should add, we don't get to see the boys' faces. Their backs are towards us. They're very, 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 very private. But she does do this. The last time she posted a picture of her kids was to celebrate Father's Day. So these big celebrations are when we get to see the children, and I just love it. This is a really smart celebrity parent who is letting us see some of their kids, but on their terms, and never ever their faces. These kids did not ask to be famous like mommy and daddy did, so they are respecting their wishes. Our nicest of the day, and now our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, 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 naughty. Harry and Meghan. So at the top of the show, we open with a nice story. We close the show with a naughty story. This is why this couple is so controversial. They give, they take away. They kiss you, they bite you. They're so complicated. So now there's a new story out that they are multimillionaires, but they don't like to spend their own money. Ouch. So Harry and Meghan are known for their substantial wealth, millions and millions of dollars. However, they've raised eyebrows for opting to jump on a private jet that somebody else owns and on somebody else's dime. So the couple, who are estimated to have made millions, have a habit of not spending their own money. Can you blame them? The latest example is when they flew to Canada for the Invictus Games and the Good Morning America interview, may I add. It was a 3-day trip, however. They flew on a friend's private plane for free. Now, this isn't the first time they have been accused of being frugal with their own money. A source tells Page Six that they love spending other people's money and they don't like spending their own. Don't we all, to a certain extent? I like to be generous. I like to buy my friends dinner and drinks. I do. It's a joy for me to be able to do something nice to my friends, but I don't have a private jet. Now, if I did, I'd let my friends fly on it. If I flew to Britain on my private jet for free and I had 6-10 empty seats on the private plane, come on, naughties, Terry, every one of you, jump on the plane. Rutta, all of you, come on, you know who you are. Jump on the plane. If I'm going to go, I might as well fill it. So, naughty, but maybe also too a little wise. Okay, let's end with a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob. Only you have 100% of all the information that's going on right now in your life, meaning only you can make the right or the wrong decision. Don't give this power up. Don't let other people make decisions about your life, because only you know what's going on in that brilliant life. Hey, that is it for this week. Thank you so much for listening to The Naughty But Nice with Rob and The Naughty Show. We're a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you listen, and leave us a review if you can. They really, really do help. And remember, all together now, I want to hear you singing along. If you're going to be naughty, you've got to be what? You've got to be nice. Take care, everybody. Pip, pip. See you Monday.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.